Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Is there a connection between our creditworthiness and what type of music we like? We'll talk about this and other crazy correlations in a moment.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Is there any correlation between the type of sports or music we prefer and how good our credit score is, or what kind of pet we own, or what smartphone we use? WalletHub, the free credit score website, is out with its 2016 Credit Score Fun Facts, a survey about the correlation between our credit score and our likes, dislikes, and lifestyles. Jill Gonzalez is an analyst with WalletHub. And Jill, these are fun facts indeed. How was this survey compiled?
This was an online survey. We looked at over 1,000 answers here, then normalized the data by age, gender, and income so that this panel reflects the U.S. demographics.
Okay, let's start in on this. Take music preferences. According to the Fun Facts survey, pop music has the most fans with excellent credit, 52%. Hip-hop has the most fans with bad credit, 43%. Pardon the pun, but isn't hip-hop getting a bad rap here?
It is indeed. I mean, we're looking at these scores. Excellent, of course, is anything over 720 here. Bad credit is going to be anything under the 600 range.
I see. What about sports? What information do you have on this?
Yeah, so this was a little bit surprising, at least for me. Hockey actually has the most fans with excellent credit, about 53% there. Soccer has the most fans with bad credit at 34%.
So I should pay more attention to the New York Rangers and less attention to Manchester United or something?
I guess so, if you want to improve your credit, yeah.
Yeah, a red card for soccer fans, I guess. What about politics?
Politics, I think, was the most interesting here. John Kasich has the most supporters with excellent credit, 60% among the remaining candidates. Ted Cruz right behind him with 55% having excellent credit. On the reverse side, Hillary Clinton has the most supporters with bad credit, 26% in all. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are not far behind her, 22 and 20% respectively, with bad credit supporters.
That's very interesting. I thought Donald Trump would be in the lead with supporters with the most bad credit. What about smartphones?
Yeah, smartphones here. We looked at iPhone users have the best credit, 56% have excellent credit. BlackBerry users are the most likely to have bad credit at 46%.
I see. And what about celebrities? Chances are, if you like Taylor Swift, you have good credit or excellent credit?
That's right. 88% of people with excellent credit prefer Taylor Swift to Kanye West. Granted, those were their only choices here. And then Kanye West has more fans with bad credit than Swift at 37% versus 26%.
TV hosts, you have Charlie Rose in the lead, the host on, what is he now? He's with CBS, he's with Bloomberg, he's in PBS. Whatever network he's with, he's got the most fans with excellent credit.
Yeah, this is interesting, too. I mean, you can tell a lot from a credit score, probably more than people think. Usually the longer credit lines have been open, the more types of credit lines you have, that reflects on a better score. That reflects typically on an older audience as well.
Right.
So Charlie Rose, 66% of his fans have excellent credit. Going down the list, there's Scott Van Pelt with 55%, Trevor Noah at 52%, Bill O'Reilly, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Andy Cohen, Conan O'Brien, and James Corden fans, probably the youngest fans, have the lowest in terms of credit scores.
I think they're too busy singing karaoke in the car or something like that. Now, turning to banking, why don't you tell us about that, the most trusted bank?
Yeah, obviously, a lot of this just comes down to finances. USAA is the most trusted bank among people with excellent credit. Capital One is the most trusted among people with bad credit.
What's in your wallet? A lot of bad credit notices, I guess. What's the takeaway from here? I know this is a very fun survey, and you've elicited some very important points, but how seriously in the end can we take this?
I mean, of course, we're poking some fun at credit scores, you know, who has what, but a lot of us don't even know our credit score, so that really is the end game here. You need to know it for so many other things. The most powerful three digits, probably, that you even know. And now a lot of employers even are looking at them, too, not just your lenders and your banks. So important to know, and of course, all of these things are secondary.
Jill Gonzalez, analyst with Wallet Hub, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Anytime. Thank you.
And you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our podcast shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.